Security aid package. But Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies has moved closer to passage. A key House procedural vote gained approval to move ahead with the bill. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of Speaker Mike Johnson's plan. Final votes expected on Saturday. Lawyers working to round out the panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates for the Trump criminal trial. If jury selection is completed today, it could set the stage for opening statements as early as Monday. And the cleanup continues at Copenhagen's historic old stock exchange in Denmark after a fire caused extensive damage. The Dow had 193 points, but the Nasdaq down 236. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air, highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. The Alabama House has passed a $9 million budget package that includes funds to recruit and retain teachers in the state. Teachers will also receive a 2% raise, and the budget allocates funds to hire more administrators. The education budget has now been sent to the Senate for approval. A Montgomery man has been hospitalized with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The shooting happened Wednesday afternoon in the 8400 block of Legends Drive at an apartment complex off Taylor Road near Troy Highway. The victim's name has not yet been released. 5 Alabama families have filed lawsuits claiming the UAB Department of Pathology removed the organs from dead Alabama Department of Corrections inmates without permission from family members. The lawsuits filed in state court describe similar conditions in all 5 cases. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
And views in the afternoon. I'm Joey.
This is just a local little talk show that we also now blast out to the internet. We're probably going to get in trouble doing that. In fact, if somebody ever does a hit piece montage, clip that one part. We're probably going to get in trouble for the things we say. But the number is 334-272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. Both Eddie Bader and Craig Monger are here in the studio with me. And anything else breaking in the news? Any more reaction to the retaliation, to the initial retaliation and strike? Is war broken out?
Looks like all that's fine.
But Taylor Swift has a new album. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that this morning.
Across the world will be depressed and crying all day.
I have not, but that's their way of being happy.
Yeah, that's her celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say anything. No, I haven't listened to a single song.
Me neither.
From the new album.
Right.
I don't remember the last time I've listened to a Taylor Swift song from beginning to end, to be perfectly honest with you. I couldn't find her music more unpalatable if I tried.
See, I the stuff I've heard, I'm like, okay, it's well-crafted pop music.
It's pop music.
But it's not for me. I don't love the aesthetic. Like, I'm not going on the tour.
Don't you
and wearing an adult
Swifties,
diaper.
Man. Don't.
Oh, no, we've done that before.
Right.
We've brought that up.
Swifties are cool. Taylor Swift
No, we
cool.
got in trouble because... so much so that people were making remixes on YouTube Shorts of us, Eddie and I, talking, Craig, because we were watching the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, isn't it ironic that in this situation, sitting there in that press box next to Blake Lively, that Taylor Swift has to be the ugly one? Now, she's not ugly, but not in comparison.
At all, but compared to the hot...
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Who's Blake Lively?
Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Uh-oh.
And she's an actress.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Very, very... Apparently, they're besties. And the fact that I know this is just like, really, NFL? Really? You had to put them in my face.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to pop stars having a little bit of mystique, a little bit of mystery?
Not anymore.
A little bit of sex trafficking behind the scenes as you find the next song.
I'm sure that's still there.
So, yeah, the Taylor Swift dropping. I think Drake dropped an album, too, over the night.
I bet he can do that with a lot less drama than she can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently, they're diss tracks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Against like who? That didn't work out so well with Booker T or whatever his name is. Pusha T. Do you remember the... you don't remember the Drake versus Pusha T rap beef?
No, I didn't catch that
Drake
one.
Said something about it, and Pusha T came out with a song called the Story of Adidon. And that's whenever he revealed that Drake had a secret child that he was hiding from the world. There was a line in the song. It's like he goes, "Let me be clear, you are hiding a child." And after that, it sort of dialed down, and Drake was kind of like, "Yeah, he won that one. Yeah, he got me."
No, wasn't there a radio beef years ago between Stern and Imus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that clip is amazing because they finally get Imus on live. They're doing a simulcast. And then as soon as Imus starts to go in on Howard, Howard's like, "Don, I know things about you. You know I know that you want me to say these things?" And like, Imus, he's
shamed up.
Like, what
think,
do you
I
have
I think Stern
on
used to follow him in one market. Like, literally, I'm
in,
show is
no,
over
it's in that movie, Private Parts. WNBC in New York.
I love those old. I love those old radio beefs, like the Opie and Anthony ones versus like JV and Elvis. Opie and Anthony went really hard against some folks.
Eddie, where'd you become a big fan of the radio?
Well, growing up military, so we live in Turkey.
I'm thinking of one host that you always used to bring up.
Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah.
Dude. Didn't ONA go after him pretty hard, too?
Probably so. He was Bubba's one of those mess, guys that loved radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the end, it didn't pan out for him in the end. But he had a good run for a while.
Yeah. My favorite is whenever ONA would feud with like a local radio, person who maybe said something snide about them.
Yeah.
And they would send their callers after them, and they would shut down their show.
Yep, just shut it down.
Unusable.
Yeah, they'd come back on and say, hey, the phone's not working. Yeah. We're not taking calls.
Yeah. Stern used to do that, too, with the Bubba Booey calls.
And Bubba Booey!
Yeah. Oh, those were the days.
But I guess the new Stern whatever is Rogan. No, I mean like the new level. Yeah. Like, I don't love her. I will all due credit to Howard Stern. His interview ability is remarkable. He gets stuff out of people.
I have not watched him though in 10 plus years. He made a hard change and I couldn't.
I'll still watch some of the interview clips that pop up because they just are that good. But he's really leaned into the stay home thing.
Yes.
He was already neurotic.
But he's leaned into it way too much for me.
Yeah, well. But he's still millions of fans.
Oh, yeah,
still
dude.
Loyal.
It's funny, though, because you hear these things that come out. Like, when he leaves the Sirius Radio building, the hallway, the elevator, and the hallway to the car that's waiting for him, everything has to be clear. No one's allowed in the hallways. It's so funny hearing those little nuances about people you think there used to be. These are down-to-earth folks. He loved people. Not necessarily.
Now, Eddie, you mentioned this off air. I would say, folks, avert your eyes if you don't want to see this. It's from Fox News. This is right outside of this Trump trial here. You can see the fire. And I hate to ruin your day, but that is a man on fire. What do they call it? Self-immolation?
Yeah. God.
What is that about? Hearing too much of that.
Can they change the pylon, for God's sakes? Like, obviously something more relevant is happening.
Yeah. Full jury seated in Trump, in New York's criminal trial. That's just, wow.
God help us.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Mad world.
Yeah, that is, that's sad. That is someone should have talked to that individual. Someone should have helped him, just like the individual who emulated themselves over the Israel-Palestine conflict.
That's what this is, because aren't there a bunch of protests going on?
Yeah, they're arresting
still.
Folks again today. They arrested him. I forget how many yesterday.
Maybe that's another one of these.
That is not the answer. It will never be the answer. It didn't work in Vietnam.
Nope.
No.
It didn't. It's not going to work now. Please stop. For the love of God, please stop.
Well, and we've talked about this last week with the dirty bombs laid out the AG's office. There are these lost souls out there that really, just the more you look into them, this is a person whose life is just, they've obviously made mistakes, but then life also just gets at you, and you keep going deeper and deeper, so they cling on to anything for meaning. And for some folks, it's like, well, I'll be a martyr for some cause, and I'll do it in a public way. That is just awful. Didn't wake up today thinking I'd see that. Let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
What's up, East?
Hey, I remember the deal in Vietnam where the Buddhist monk did that. And I you know what? I don't know what his name is. I mean, it's sad. That happened, 50 years ago, you know? But I don't know what his name is. And I know he died for a cause. He wanted peace, but it didn't, it didn't buy it for him. But look, I when I called initially, you guys were talking about Stern, and the only thing that I listened to that with Howard Stern is when he has musical guests, and even then it's rare. But here's an idea: wouldn't it be cool if you could incorporate that in your show?
I would love to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would too.
Seriously,
I would
the
totally
idea
long.
Yeah.
And not just your music. I've poked fun at you about calling it Mises music and stuff like that. But you know, but really and truly, Joey, you have got some very listenable music, Kat. And I would really like to see us expand that way if it's possible. I mean, doesn't Eddie do a kazoo thing?
I play the triangle.
Oh, you play the triangle. Okay, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, he tried to be a trumpet player, but he couldn't grow the soul patches required.
That's been the problem.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, I wanted him to be my Atlanta Bliss, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Can't be everything to everybody.
Prince fans will know
that
reference.
You can't move to Atlanta, man. If Red Top is going to Atlanta, I want you to stay here, all right?
No, seriously, I've been thinking about that for a long time. Hey, somebody want to give me a few million dollars of seed funding? We can make some real cool things happen in Montgomery.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's do it. We could have the Joytorium, man. It would be great. We could all show up.
That last door on the right in the hallway is the Joyatorium.
Thank you, Reese. No, that's the Vomitorium.
Oh.
We shouldn't have said that publicly. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. When I came on, y'all were talking about Doreen Dobson.
Yeah.
And I have an idea for her.
T-Spear?
Yeah, T-Spear, you still there? You held all this time. Did you mute yourself?
No, I think she got cut off. There you are.
Doreen doesn't have a problem using negative ads, and the best thing that she can absolutely do is show a vision of Washington or Montgomery, Alabama, or Chicago, or any of these towns where they're rioting, and tell the people, if you want to continue this, you need to vote for the opposition, because that's what he supports.
I suggest you send your resume to Ms. Dobson.
Actually, that's probably is going to be one of the ads. Mm-hmm.
Well, people need to be aware that if you vote Democrat, this is what you're voting for. She needs to go to the grocery store and have a pile of groceries in her cart and say, before Joe Biden was in office, this amount of groceries would have cost me this amount. Today, they cost me this amount. Thank you, Democrat voters. Go to the gas pump. Be standing there putting gas in her vehicle. Same thing.
Yeah, no, I think actually, seriously, Craig's right. Send your resume.
Mm-hmm.
She has all the information and all the weapons she needs right there. And he supported all of that. And if they want it to continue, they need to vote for him. But if they want their streets to get cleaned up, if they want, hopefully, some of the crime to go down, if they want some of the prices to go down at the grocery store and the gas pump, then they don't need to be voting for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, look how well that worked out during the mayoral election for Stephen Reed. I mean, it's a failure of the system that people that shouldn't be allowed to operate motor vehicles are allowed to determine your political leadership.
Well, you're giving positive like ideas what they actually need to do. I'll say stuff they need to stay away from. Your political ad, whether it's Caroline or anybody else, does not need to remind me of HGTV.
No.
And this is true.
Too many of those.
Yeah.
I don't need to see any of the fluff. I want to see the real stuff. I want it to be out there. I want it to be in people's faces. If you're voting Democrat, then you're supporting this. It is not a matter of who she is, because I've already expressed my unbelievable concern about her and her educational choice.
Mm-hmm.
Her being endorsed by Kay Ivey and Katie Britt does not fill me with a whole lot of warm presence. It really does not. I look at Kay Ivey and what she has not done. I look at Katie Britt and what she has not done. I look at what Kay Ivey and Katie Britt have voted for. That does not make me feel that I want to vote for somebody that they have endorsed. So I'd stay away from that, but I truly would shove the fact that the Democratic Party has done everything possible to destroy this country. Look at the list of all these young people, or all these people, Americans.
Well, I appreciate the cult, T-Spear.
That's been what supported. Anyway, y'all keep up the good work. Maybe I'll get in a better mood for Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
God willing. Talk to you later, guys.
Now, just for a quick palate cleanser, can I just read this headline?
Please? Yeah.
Disgraced plagiarist, ex-Harvard president Claudine Gay. Mm-hmm. We remember her, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disgraced ex-Harvard president Claudine Gay to teach, quote-unquote, research ethics class.
Hmm.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
So the woman who gets kicked out of her job for pretty blatant plagiarism, though we went over this yesterday, Craig. Plagiarism isn't just copying without attribution. It's copying without attribution plus power. So if you are a part of a marginalized group, you don't fall into the same category as other folks.
Wasn't Lori Lightfoot hired for like $400 an hour to investigate like the worst mayor in the world?
Or, I wonder how that's going to come out.
The irony is abounding.
Right.
Let's go to Sandy. Hey, Sandy.
Hey. This is totally off subject.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say that there's word going around that Jan's Beach House is going to be closing.
Yes, it is.
And well, it is, but she's in negotiations, and it won't be probably till at least the fall.
Good.
So we want everybody to continue to support her, and because we love Jan, we want her to do well to the end.
I did not know that, Sandy, so thank you for bringing that to my attention. Yeah. I really do appreciate it.
And the David Brewer Group is playing this Tuesday night at Jan's Beach House. So y'all come.
Good man. Appreciate it, Sandy.
Thanks.
I hadn't thought about David Brewer in a second. Hope he's doing all right. That guy is always cracking me up. He was very good friends with Dan Morris, and also went to, when Jack Campbell and I, we went to dinner with the Brewers several times, and they're just, David cracks me up, man. He's a great guitar player, singer, too.
But yeah, I saw that yesterday, that they were closing up over there. I think they are on a lease, so they probably got their lease bought out, be my guess. Okay. I wish they would open another one. But.
Well, then the other one that had the fire, Chuck's Fish.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Like, I mean, it was actually a good spot.
Yeah.
Like,
I heard nothing but good things.
A little pricey, but you could go there and rub elbows, but also you don't have to be dressed to the nines.
And, like Central.
Yeah, like Central. But like City Girls that way, too. It's fairly casual, but nice food. But yeah, Chuck's, they had the fire was apparently that massive.
I didn't realize.
They say they're coming back.
Yeah.
But, well, it made me pretty nervous one day when I go in there and I'm introduced to somebody and it's like, this is the head of Fine Getty. And I'm like, he goes, oh, I know who you are. I'm like, oh, crap. I should have worn my diaper today. Hey, let's change gears and go to Stephen A. Smith. He was on, of all places, my adopted godfather, Sean Hannity. I still don't know why I did that. One of the worst legal moves I've made in my entire life. Adopting that. He seemed lonely at the time.
It was more for him than for you.
Yes.
I see.
Right. I'm kind of ready to disown him. But this is Stephen A. Smith talking to Hannity. What in the world?
That you're scared you can't beat him on the issues and the merits.
Here now with more ESPN host, the one, the only, he hates to admit he's a friend of mine. You can admit it. Just say it.
My friend
Stephen A. Smith is here.
Of course we're friends, man.
Anyway, great to have you. I thought that was gutsy. I kind of like your podcast because you go off into, you know, other topics besides the area of expertise that you're in, which is sports. You said that. First, the question I have is, what was the reaction to that?
Oh, obviously, I took a lot of heat. A lot of people didn't like the fact that I said it. They wished that I had it. And when I give a damn, I'll let you know. I don't care. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak what I believe to be true. And when I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing. thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working. It's not working at all, and to be quite honest with you, I don't mind the fact that it's not working, because I might not be a supporter of Donald Trump, but I want him to lose the right way. I want him to lose because you have better ideas, and you make your case to the American people better than he does. That's why I want him to lose. I don't want him to lose the way they're trying to make him lose, because I actually think that the case in New York City is pretty weak, if not flat out bogus. Have you remember John Edwards? Have you remember Gary Hart? Have you remembered some of the things that Clinton has gone through? Now we're going to talk about a hush money case that took place while he was running for election in 2016, but he was in office until 2020, and now here you are in 2024, months before another election, and he's the presumptive GOP nominee, and this is what you're trying to do? It's a disgrace. It's weak. It's pathetic. And somebody needs to say it. The Democrats need to come up with a better strategy, because this ain't working.
Well, I will love Stephen A. Smith for all time, not just for like his commentary. His commentary's been great for years on all sorts of topics. But he actually made Sean Hannity shut up for a few minutes. Beautiful.
Just the logic and conciseness of that point is just irrefutable.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's why it enrages so many people.
Exactly right. Let's go to Tammy. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I just wanted to comment about the water park.
Okay.
And that is a there's only three Olympic caliber parks in the whole country, and we have one. We should support it, because I've been there several times. It's really family oriented. I've seen people with their dogs, with their children. It's not a lot of thugs taking over, and the military, you know, nobody causes any trouble there. It's just a really enjoyable place to go. And I just want people to know, because I hate hearing, you know, you hear so much bad about Montgomery, but this is a really nice place. It's something that we should be proud of. There's only three, and we got it. And people are coming. They had the Olympic trials there. I mean, come on, people. Let's get behind something good for a change. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, appreciate it, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. 272-9228. I drove by it the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. We went down a couple times. I got some video. It was fun.
Did you get pull a muscle?
No. I almost fell out of the boat, but I was kind of wanting to. I wanted to kind of ride.
Why'd you? Was it top heavy?
No. Actually, I was.
Let's get it some time.
I think we should go. It'd be a great video of.
Oh, you want to take your GoPro out there?
Yeah, I did. That's what I did.
Well, I'm not taking my shirt off, you creep.
You don't have to. And in fact, they really asked that you don't.
You don't do that?
Yeah.
Good.
They have a whole safety briefing before then. I think that's one of the things they say is,
like, keep your shirt on.
Please keep your shirt on.
And keep it in your pants.
Yep.
All right.
Keep the life jacket on and your shirt on.
Did you have a beer down there?
Yes, food? I think I did. I don't think I had any food. I think I had a couple beers. I'm sure we had a couple beers.
I had to go get a pass to get on base, so I drove by.
Yeah. Was the grass needing cut?
No. Good. I'm helping my... and I'm going so I can go on base with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Help him out.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
No, I miss going on
some
base.
Some hot single Air Force women on the base.
You ain't joking,
and
they've
changed the uniforms, if you know what I mean.
I noticed when I was just in the office, I'm like, hello, Captain.
Yeah, just putting it out there.
I was a little taken aback, is the word. I was like, surprised.
Hey, one of our lawyer friends said she'll go to the water park. If Joey's going to take his shirt off, I think that's the part she left out.
If anybody needs to take their shirt off, it's Craig here. The guy's actually, like, he's been
through a regimen.
Okay,
he takes his shirt off, then we just need to leave.
What? Let's admit that we look like hairless Sasquatch.
I don't want to be his ugly friend. Whenever there's a hot person, there's usually an ugly friend there.
Sure.
I don't want to be the ugly friend.
Yeah, but I'm your married hot friend. There's no threat here.
Right. And you're a married man. What's the? What do you care?
Actually, you're right. I don't care.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I still don't want to take him shirt off.
No.
I don't need that kind of pressure.
I don't like taking my shirt off. Funnily enough, I feel fatter now than I have in my entire life.
Which is the most ridiculous thing ever.
No, I'm not saying it's like a mental illness. I'm not saying it's not ridiculous.
To get those kind of abs, I need a magic marker so I can just draw them in and pray for some good shadows.
By the way, you saying that is amazing, especially with these women who lift and do bodybuilding competitions. It's obviously not all. But there are so many stories of I had an eating disorder.
Oh, yeah.
And they were able to then transmute that into weightlifting dieting. And
yeah, it's you know, physique sports and even any sort of athletic competitions are typically healthy outlets for some sort of, like I said, mental illness, some sort of dysmorphic idea of yourself. And it happens quite frequently, and it can lead to eating disorders. And even in men, too, it is more prevalent amongst women, but there are plenty of male bodybuilders who will talk about actually developing an eating disorder and developing body issues, but they found an outlet that allows them to exercise that in a healthy way.
That makes really good sense.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, even me, like I showed you those pictures, the audience, you will not be graced with my progress pictures.
Oh, he looks so fat.
These two are. That first picture that I showed you, which was me a year ago versus now, I feel fatter now than I did a year ago, even though I'm 60 pounds lighter right now. It's unreal.
He actually airdropped them to me. Let's pull it up on the stream here.
I would never do that. I did one time send an accidental progress picture to my boss.
Oh, no.
Brian Dawson.
Oh, yeah. No. Brian, take that.
He sent me. Well, see, the thing is, for some reason, it didn't show up on my end, but it showed up on his end. And so he just sent me the thing, but it said, like, nice. And I was like, what are you talking about?
He didn't return a picture?
He's like, I thought it was weird, but I was like, dude, no. I didn't do that on purpose. And, of course, he's told everyone and my mother that story. Luckily, my boss isn't a female. Otherwise, I would have been so
Yeah, you would have had an issue. There.
Showing him your gains, man. That's all.
Yeah, I like that. Just nice, man. Go about my day.
He was really polite about it because I would have said something really mean to a friend. Because there are people I know that like I'll assist in certain things, so I kind of need to see what progress you're making. But if you send me an unsolicited picture, like, hey, you're gonna get roasted pretty quickly. But
no, and I've been like going to the gym now fairly regularly for what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
And never once have I filmed myself. Like that, I've never even thought to film myself.
I have, just for the purposes of checking form.
That would be the one reason.
But I've never, like, you know me, you follow me on social media. Have you ever seen any of those pictures on social media?
I haven't seen a Chris Cuomo, like, look at my deadlift, or Dan Bongino, same thing. It's like, I don't need to see a deadlift, bro.
If you're someone who maybe makes your living, so for instance, if you do like some sort of coaching, by all means, that's a part of your marketing.
If you're literally an athlete.
Yeah. Then by all means. But if you're just like me, I was like, I'm a journalist. What's the point of me doing, like you said, the Cuomo thing of just, so dude, you're a journalist. Nobody cares how much you can deadlift.
It's just
505, by the way.
This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro, Ashley has put together just a fantastic team.
Oh, yeah, man.
And they're ready to help you, take your yard back this, spring. Because spring has indeed sprung. And, mosquitoes are out in force. Termites will be coming out in force. Fire ants will be coming out. The wasp will be waking up. Every critter that can bite you, hurt you, or destroy your property, like termites, they're going to be coming alive here if not already. That's why you need true pros there at Pest Pro Services to come out. And it could be you have a specific problem, like say you want to get your property treated for termites and protected. Great idea.
Yep.
Or maybe you do see like a massive problem, like a massive wasp nest in the back shed or something.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, that call the pros.
Call in the experts, man.
But it could be you just are looking for a trustworthy, skillful, everyday pest control company, and that is Pest Pro Services. So make an appointment today. That's 265-9990, 265-9990, or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the book of faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services, and be sure to tell Ashley and that great team that you heard about them here on the radio.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values. This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $2,953 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $3,638 due with finance. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $5.00 expires 4/30/24.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzful Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
yesterday. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 334-272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, that's 334-272-9228. Let's go to line one and talk to TS. Hey, TS.
Hi. I've got hairy legs.
You do?
Not really. I shave every day.
Too bad, because I know a guy named Joey that's into chicks with hairy legs.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm too old for him. Remember, he doesn't do cougars.
When did that happen? When did that change take place?
You shut up, Eddie. You shut up. You know too much.
Eddie? Three pie? No, I'm three pie. You're two pie. We already decided he ain't into cougars.
Okay.
So that was a year or two ago. Okay, moving right along. I'm
sure.
Just calling to mess with you guys because you guys are just messing with us. Craig?
Yes, madam.
I wish I was a madam. Okay. To tell us, Dave.
Yes.
You didn't answer in Greek.
Come again?
Tetelestai.
I'm not sure what the repose is supposed to be to that.
Aren't you studying Greek?
I am.
So, okay, it was Jesus, and you know that.
Yes.
And he said it was finished.
Yes.
And all our sins were washed away, gone.
Correct.
But can you just say yes or correct or something in Greek?
I'm genuinely confused as to this interaction.
I warned him off air, TS, that you might mother him a bit.
Well, I might need to come just hug on him some.
You cannot imagine how much I will recoil.
Oh, good. Then I won't bring my snake that's in my guest bedroom, Sienna.
You have a snake?
It's a rescue. You want her?
No.
How do you check if it's a she?
You really want me to tell you on air?
Yeah.
Okay. Male snake, if you go into their little... I don't know what kind of hole it's called.
Yeah. It's a hole, though.
They have...
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a hole, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an alligator. A place that they... Oh, Lord, help me. Okay. If it's a male snake, he has two penises.
All right.
Lucky guy.
Oh, stop.
I've heard that about dogs.
Like I said, I just called to mess with you guys, and this is getting really interesting.
Mm-hmm. That dog would bite you?
Yeah, he would.
Which one?
The lucky one.
Oh. Okay, so you don't want a corn snake?
No, thank you.
Well, I don't either, but I wasn't going to let him just die at school.
No, I'm sure one of the students would love to have him.
Well, I tried that, and they told me stories. And I called their parents, and they're like, no, they didn't ask me if they could have another snake.
Enough.
And I can't let this... Yeah, I can't let the snake out because the gifted teachers bought them when they were like little bitty, you know, mm-hmm. ordered them online. And if you release them, they will eat themselves to death.
All right.
Because they don't get it. They don't get it. I tell you what, I'm just going to come leave Sienna with my frozen mice on the doorstep.
Do not do that.
Not a good idea.
At the radio station.
Not a good idea at all. Do not do that.
Well,
why do that when I can give you Joey's personal address?
No, don't do that either.
Yes, I can find it. I already have it.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm the one that's been going by and throwing water balloons at your house.
Well, and it's going to end up being like a National Geographic scene, you know, narrated by David Attenborough. Oh, the local cougar.
On the prowl.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No, I should be, but I'm not.
Okay, I think I've had enough fun with you guys.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, T.S.
I enjoyed every minute, and you guys have a great weekend.
You too, hon.
You too. 272-9228 if you want to do something like that as well. What?
Nothing.
Again, 272-9228. Hey, did y'all see the new Boston Dynamics robot that came out?
I thought that video was fake.
Was it fake? Like this one? Is that fake?
I thought, see, again, this is why Twitter stinks. I just see things in passing, and I don't do any research.
Right.
But I saw it, and it freaked me out. And then I saw something that said that it wasn't real, and then I was just like, okay.
I think this is directly from Boston Dynamics. Mm. Ooh. So let's watch together. That is a terrible sound. Whoa.
Wait, it's Scorpion.
Nah, man.
Look at that poor Rom.
Nah, man. No.
Yeah, that would freak people out.
I don't know if I want that in my house.
Comes with a ring light so you can take a great selfie.
I guess. That's unnerving. I don't like the humanoid robots.
I want the little R2-D2 robots.
Right, I don't like the humanoids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a great horror movie, R2-D2? Like, just taking people out?
Well, you could do that.
And
he just lures them in
right.
with his cuteness, and then,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he could do that.
272-9228. So you didn't like that, Craig?
No, it scares the crap out of me.
What do you think about all the robot stuff coming out?
The robotic stuff wouldn't be quite so terrifying if the AI wasn't developing right alongside of it. It's
right.
like, I don't know, I watched Terminator on the treadmill the other day, and I'm just a little bit skittish.
Yeah, and there was a report that came out, and this seemed like a low number to me, but 43% of surveyed CEOs fear AI's impact on their own jobs. Like, you won't even need a chief executive officer. You'll just have the AI, essentially, telling your company what to do. Okay. Well, and then did you see the reports on the Israeli AI? They were claiming this is what happened when they shot those aid workers, like with the missiles.
Yeah.
Is that this new AI, I think it's Lavender or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And it essentially, like in real time, like you can see people on cameras moving and milling about, there is a score, 0 to 100 over them, associated with that person's profile. And 0 is they're civilian, they're not a target. 100 is that's clearly a member of Hamas.
That's
clearly in a combatant.
Oh, my gosh.
That, talk about dystopian.
Oh, my Lord.
Man. Straight up.
That sounds like something for like a Black Mirror episode. That doesn't sound like anything that we should be living right now.
Do you have a favorite Black Mirror episode?
Gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but the one where it starts with the hit and run. And they hit and run in the mountainside, and then, you know, years later, the guy turns out he wants to confess, and then the woman ends up killing him to cover it up, and then that one was just brutal.
The one that sticks in my mind is the nerdy guy at the office, that he's kind of weird and creepy, but he's collecting people's DNA, like saliva and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too, and then puts him in that, like, Star Trek-esque video game. Yeah, right. That one was really good. You didn't like Striking Vipers?
Striking Vipers?
The one where the two guys play, like, the Mortal Kombat game together, and then they begin a torrent love affair in the game.
No, I don't.
No, I was being facetious. It's the dumbest, awfulest, worst Black Mirror episode on planet Earth.
And what's the one they came out with now where it's like she's watching a Netflix show that is about her life?
Oh, yeah. That one was, it was a fun concept,
right.
But I mean, it was stupid. What was it? Catherine Zeta-Jones resurgence and this kind of other stuff. It was just, it was a bit trying too hard. I'll tell you though, the first ever Black Mirror episode, that was unsettling.
I don't even remember it.
The one with the pig. You don't remember the first one ever?
I guess I've wiped it from my memory.
No, and then they had
another
one. I can't remember the name of it, but it was like this cartoon character that this guy voiced, and he was sort of this was pre-Trump too, and it's pretty uncanny because it's a cartoon character that this guy voices, and he's really crass and mean, ugly, and but people love him, and so it just escalates and escalates into the point where he starts running for like political office, and it's literally just a cartoon. It's hilarious because I watched that after Trump, and I'm like, yeah, this is just they're just making fun of Trump in this. And then I realized it came before he ever announced his presidential bid. And it was
Shut up, silly woman.
He's not crass. I mean, he's not crass at all. Yeah, but Trump is—he's our guy.
Yeah,
like he—I think he speaks for so many folks that are tired of the like the prim and proper robotic scripted politics that we got so used to.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, when I say that, I don't think that Trump is necessarily crass. I'm just saying, like the comparisons with the episode were pretty stark.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, some people get into that. What, that's pre-programming or whatever. But I tend to be more in the school of thought that no, life really does imitate art. Be careful what creations you make, even though they're just fictional.
Yeah.
Because you might be influencing a real person down the road.
Well, I mean,
no doubt.
Can you just look at the resurgence of, or the creation, I would say, of very violent and terrifying movies that has coincided with a lot of very real-life violence. It's funny, because speaking of Terminator, I did watch it for the first time in a long time the other day. When that movie came out, I can't remember what term they used to refer to it. They didn't even have the term serial killer. In that they like said like sequence killer or something in the show. It's like that's how even in the time frame of our artistic experience, there have been new developments in the realm of human depravity that weren't even around back then.
Now, why is it? And I don't know if y'all's wives are into this stuff, but why is it that women love serial killer documentaries and stuff so much?
If it's about a woman killing a man, yeah, they really are into that.
I
share my wife's obsession with that. I know just about everything about every serial killer. So I actually can't remember if I corrupted her or if it was just. Because she wasn't into it when we got married, but I think I let her watch like a couple documentaries, and then ever since then, we'd start watching documentaries or even the movies that they did. What's it called? Like the true story ones where it's not a documentary.
True crime or something.
Yeah, well, like, did you see the one about Bundy with High School Musical guy?
I don't like them.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why not? Just
I feel like I'm a victim. That's how it's going to end. Like that's that or being eaten by something.
Yeah, but I think it makes you a bit... I think what the women like the serial killer things, they're the same reason why men like prison movies, because women like to see how they would prevent, avoid, or react to some sort of predator in that regard, the same way that men always sort of wonder how they would prevent, react, avoid some sort of prison assault.
Like, I get confused. Like, so, like, Dahmer, he's the one who ate people, right?
What now?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Dahmer. He was in, I think 11, 13, 13.
Okay, and he killed and ate like 13 people?
Yes.
Him in his fridge.
He didn't eat all of them. You know, in his earlier age, he didn't go to the cannibalism.
So it was not Biden's uncle? He wasn't in New Guinea at the
No.
time?
His first victim, actually, he just killed him and then burned him. He didn't actually do it.
John Wayne Gacy didn't eat people, too?
No, he was not a cannibal. He just raped and murdered them.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was young a clown boys. Guy, right? That
what
guy
now?
Dressed up like a clown?
I mean, but he did like birthday parties. Yeah, so talking about him like the clown killer, but it's not like he would dress up like a clown and go
do
murder
it right,
people.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, did Charles Manson actually ever do kill people?
No, not that not that he's ever been convicted of, no.
Huh.
And that was even only six, wasn't it? Was it four at the Tate house?
It was a second one. I forgot about.
It was six because one of the women was pregnant. So the Tate and LaBianca murders.
Speaking of, do you like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No,
you don't like it?
No, I think it was. I'm glad I watched it, but it's not in my top Tarantino.
See,
movies.
That one keeps getting better each time I watch it.
Really, I've only seen it
subtle.
Once.
Yeah, I like how DiCaprio is just worthless and has no self-confidence. He's supposed to be the movie star.
Mm-hmm.
His stuntman, who's a no-name, is like the most confident superhero. Like, they make him fixing an antenna on the roof look like he's a superhero. And then at the end, the hippies get it. Like, I kind of like, what the heck is this movie? It's like the revenge of old Hollywood. And I don't know, there's something about that one that I like more and more as I watch it. Inglourious Basterds has kind of fallen off for me, not because the first half of it's amazing, that opening scene and a lot of the setup, but it's fallen off a little bit for me.
I think also it's just the over the top sort of the over the top violence and like they're Nazis, so we get to go crazy bad them, and it's just it's a bit over exaggerated in my example. But then also, I mean, I just remember the first time I watched it, you're sitting there thinking, oh yeah, we know it's going to happen, it's going to be a failed attempt. I was kind of bored, and all of a sudden they just start pumping Hitler full of lead, and I'm like, wait, what? That didn't happen. I'm no historian, but I'm pretty darn sure that didn't happen.
Well, and also Shoshana doesn't completely win. She does, but she also gets killed in the process.
Shoshana.
And just I I'm looking forward to his last movie.
Yeah, like and but I think just the standout performance in that was what's the guy who played Hans Landa, the SS guy.
It's
at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz.
Yes, he that was just brilliant.
I like him in Django too.
He was really good in Django. Yeah. He's just a fantastic actor. There's something about those native German Germanic actors that there's something exceptional about it. Even when you see, and he was in Glorious Bastards as well. Oh my gosh, I'm failing with the names. He played the young Magneto in the X-Men remakes.
Fassbender.
Oh yeah, Michael Fassbender. Just his, and by the way, he does speak fluent German. He's just fantastic. There's something about the mastery of the German language that just adds to your ability to create drama, which is why I think Wagner and all the German composers are so popular. They just have a penchant for drama.
Right, and then they kill all the funny people.
This is true. That's why German humor is, they're known for their drama. Yeah. They're not known for their humor.
Yeah. Hey, we need to do a very quick break. But first, this entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon can help you. Whether you're looking to buy, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, they will walk you through that whole process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And no surprises on closing day. They actually get to know you and your goals in buying a home. But they can also help you with a refinance deal there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So if you're looking to get credit card debt off your back, if you're looking to maybe consolidate other types of debt, it could just be a cash flow issue, just trying to restructure your finances. A refinance deal can help you out a lot, or it could be you're wanting to reinvest in yourself, your property, your family. They can help you there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call, 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or you can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover. Or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
To the phones and talk to Michael Cohen from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're having fun on a Friday, and I'm happy it is Friday. So, what is like the hot item this time of year there at Cohen's, would you say? Is there one?
It seems to be probably more washers and dryers than anything.
And you have many options there in that department, I know.
Yeah. I mean, we started a company called Amana, which is part of, they're under the Whirlpool umbrella. So we have Amana, we have Whirlpool, we have Maytag, we have LG, we have Speed Queen, of course, and a couple pieces of Electrolux.
Okay.
So lots of choices.
Now, and again, just to remind people that y'all can actually deliver, set these things up, especially these big appliances. Folks probably are wondering, how do I get this home? And how do I get rid of my old one? But y'all can take care of that, right?
That's right. Not only do we have the units, but we also have the incidentals that you need to go with them, like the stainless steel hoses and the dryer cords and the vent hoses and everything, so that when we do come out and do our delivery, we can actually set it up, and then we can haul